MGK was done. G-Eazy, and that's why MGK mad at G-Eazy, because G-Eazy came in and took his lane. He was like, yo, man, what are you doing? And G-Eazy was like, yo, Eminem blackballed you. So, all right, somebody got to fill that white void.
Bars. Right. And that was probably, that bar was better than anything on that fucking song.
You should have said that.
Damn.
You right. Blackballed me, someone's got to fill up this white void. Boy. Or how about some of this white noise? How about some of this white space?
Oh, don't give him too much MC Daylin ball.
He needs help. He needs help.
Dead and Hip Hop Conversations. Thank you guys for subscribing. Thank you guys for watching. Thank you guys for sharing. If you're new to the channel, I'm Ken. This is Mike, B, and FIFO. Eminem, man. Eminem, MGK, Joe Budden. G-Eazy.
Everybody.
Which one you guys want to talk? Start with first? MGK?
Who responded first? MGK?
MGK
I think
got
MGK
the whole
did
song.
First.
I don't, think nobody else has a whole
rap
song.
Rap Devil.
Rap Devil. 33 million views in less than a week.
Is that what he got?
That's probably the hottest thing he's ever dropped.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. So,
good for him.
1,000%. I guess. Yeah, I think it's definitely helping him out more so than M. And I think M mentioned that in Kamikaze. Like, if I say your name, you know, you blow up. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah. But if... So I get it, and I think that MGK is taking full advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And when I listened to it, I was like, okay. Like, he surprised me. Not with the, like, his flow. His flow wasn't, you know, crazy like M or nothing like that. And we know that Machine Gun Kelly could spit rapid and all of that. But the shit he was saying, I was like, this is a very solid diss.
Get some clippers, because his beard is weird.
Nah.
You're old.
I didn't.
You're short.
I didn't like it.
I'm 6'4".
Yeah, I'm 6'4". You 5'8".
I can't look up to you.
Right. It's just... Man, it felt flat, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, flat.
From
like,
not a like to Rap Devil.
Yeah.
You play them back to back. It's not... It's
not going to work. Whoa. that's not what I was saying.
That's what I'm hearing.
No.
You're
I'm
saying from
Machine Gun Kelly, right? Going at M, he surprised me. I didn't think that.
Oh, that's not fair.
What do you mean that's not
that's
fair?
That's like you like, oh, he had one leg, but he still did pretty good in the race.
Right.
That's
right.
Not fair. Okay, that's what you're saying.
I mean, I can respect him for doing the hip-hop approach and making a song and not just going on social media and Instagram and mm-hmm. posting this, posting that. Like, at least he had a DC to come out with a diss track.
But
like,
you gotta rap better.
Right.
He rapped his... best as he can.
He has don't he, does he,
I still
does
respect
he
him for going at him.
Double triple time flow.
We don't need triple time flows, because then we wouldn't know what the fuck he was
right.
saying.
When you're making a diss track, we need to hear.
At least make it look good. You know, he didn't even make it look good. It's just, and I guess if you're grading him on the content and the things he's saying, which is what I'm hearing from you, maybe, but it still wasn't anything. Yeah, it was society.
Yeah,
just like,
okay.
Yeah, I'm grading him on MGK's curve. You know what I'm saying? Like, he, again, it was based on the content. He was going at M, and I felt what he was saying. You know, he threw a lot of nice little jazz. He threw some combos in there, and it was all right. It was good. I think it's one of those diss tracks that if M decides to respond, M is just going to murder it. You know what I'm saying? It, whatever MGK did goes by the wayside. If he doesn't, he takes the high road, and it is what it is. He let MGK have his moment.
Think him gonna respond?
I don't think so. I think he already replied on Twitter.
Well, Billboard said that he was working on a response to MGK.
Mr. Porter said it.
So, oh yes, yeah.
G-Eazy made his response. Yeah.
Mr. What?
I said G-Eazy made his response.
So anyway, so Mr. Porter said that M's gonna respond. I don't think anybody is concerned with G-Eazy's
right.
response, but nah.
What would be the point of him responding at this point? I mean, because kind of like
what you guys said.
Who started it? MGK started it, you're right.
Yeah, he shouldn't have said what he said about his daughter.
And then M made the track. MGK made the response.
But I'm missing. Okay, so MGK said what he said on Twitter about his daughter, hot as fuck.
Right.
When did M respond to that? Or was it just him banning him from Shade 4-5?
That's where it started. So this was back in 2012. MGK had that Twitter post.
Mm-hmm.
M worked these back channels called Diddy. Everybody that was affiliated with MGK, he pretty much just blackballed them from everything, from media, from media circles.
So that's why he kind of sort of disappeared.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right, because MGK was steadily on the rise. And all of a sudden...
It was quiet, right. You didn't start hearing
about it. You didn't hear nothing.
Yeah. Damn, M shut him down?
M shut him down.
M did the Kaepernick on him?
He sure did.
But you think that's why he said that in his first verse, though. So if you mention it, it kind of makes sense why he was saying all that. Like, damn, you called this person, called Dean.
I thought it was whack until, like, the last verse. Because it's like, okay, you went the easy route.
You're old. You're ugly. You're short. Like, come on, man.
I did like what he was saying about, like, you, something about him being, it was on the hook.
It he wasn't said, until he started talking about, you, like, you're being, you're a bully, and the big bad bully in rap can't take a joke. I was like, you're 100% on point. Like, Eminem is being a bitch about this.
So the hook is, I'm sick of them sweatsuits and them corny hats. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. I'm sick of you being rich and you still mad. Let's talk about
it. I like that. I'm sick of you being rich and you still mad. Let's talk about it. I like that.
Yeah,
like,
what's the let's talk about it thing? Like, what?
Let's talk about it, what everybody's thinking.
Exactly,
like,
it took you 6 years to even say something. So let's talk about something.
But the you're rich and mad, so what? He's a rapper.
Yeah, it's like...
Hey, but I like the last line of that hook. Or we could get gully outside your body and put some white chalk around it.
It's a nice line, but it's a fantasy. MGK's not running up on nobody.
But this is rap beef, though. But like, you're supposed to say lines like that. What do you mean?
If I get in a beef with somebody, the last thing I'm going to do is talk about how I'm going to come to your house and fucking and fight you.
Whoa, but
I'm just going to make you look stupid.
But Eminem does that type of stuff all the time.
But Eminem might really fight you.
He is crazy to that degree. I agree. And, you know, he might throw some bullets and all of that. But at the end of the day, right, like, I'm just saying, like, when you look at rap battles, you know, all of these guys that I know Modest be watching and all of that, they be saying
gun bars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They be saying that.
And they might do it.
I don't believe that by some of them guys.
Some of them, yes. When Arsenal says that kind of shit, I kind of believe them. When Kayshawn, Machine Gun Kelly. You don't watch Catfish. He was on an episode of Catfish. And you know what happened?
Yes. He got Catfish?
He didn't get Catfish. He was co-hosting. And when he got really mad, he didn't talk about, I'm gonna shoot you, I'm gonna kill you. He said, you're a shameful citizen.
You lie.
You're a shameful citizen.
He turned white.
Thank you.
I want to say it.
That's me. I'm on brand.
I'm on brand.
He turned white.
He turned back to his real self.
Oh my God.
He said, you're a shameful citizen, just like that. And I was like,
I gotta look this
so up. Much. That's not rapper mad.
So much.
That was
so
the
much.
Just
in quotations, I think my dad's gone crazy. Yeah, Haley, you right. Dad's always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic.
Whack.
You're sober.
Whack.
Why is that whack?
That's how so that basic. Good? How was that a hard bar?
My dad's in the studio yelling at the mic.
So what? So what's Tech N9ne? What's the point?
I don't know, y'all. I feel like y'all.
Yeah.
I do. Like, so y'all saying y'all would have been like this if y'all didn't hear Not a Like first? If y'all heard
a good
this?
Song is a good song. Yeah, like, if it was good, it would
no,
like.
No, I'm just saying, you don't think because you heard Not a Like first that maybe. So if MGK. Okay, my question
so
is.
So we
like,
heard this first?
So MGK just came out the blue and just came at M with this song. You're not saying that this wouldn't have. You would have said that this was whack.
I would have, okay, let me take it back. I'm not going to say it's whack.
Okay.
I think a bunch of the bars are whack.
Okay.
I think that his approach to it was whack. I think the execution was okay.
Mm-hmm.
The way he sounded.
Right.
The way he rapped.
Okay.
The content was whack. It's like you're going at one
so
of the greatest.
So that makes the song whack.
Kind of. Well, like, no, not really.
I'm not going to say it's whack. But you know, it's whack. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of these 6 things are whack.
If I'm not paying attention to what he's saying, now I'm just putting the shit on, and I'm just listening to somebody rap, I wouldn't be like, God damn, this dude sounds like shit. But it's like, if I'm putting this against an Eminem diss track, I'm like, what the fuck was this crap?
But I feel like this is if this was someone else, y'all wouldn't be saying this.
If this was who?
I don't know. Like, I feel like it was somebody else saying these same bars. I think
somebody else.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Nah, no, I would
I
not.
Serious.
I don't know where you're getting this from.
Good.
I really do.
You know how I sit with bars.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me the shit that he just read. If it was from like somebody else, I'd be like, oh, damn. Are you kidding me?
Like,
think about other historic diss records we like.
Come on, it was bars
that we'd be like, oh, damn.
A lot of historic records don't have like crazy bars. Like Nas Ether really didn't have bars like that. It was just
bad
dope.
Who knows?
I think this is good, B.
It's okay. I mean, it's forgettable. I mean,
exactly.
You know, it's not whack.
Exactly. My stance was that it wasn't whack.
I don't think it was whack.
It's not whack.
I just respect him for going back. That's all I respect.
But how is it pointless if somebody called you out? And this is what you have on them.
No, it's fine to respond.
You're old, short, and ugly. And you wear stupid sweatsuits and hats.
And it's not like we're saying he couldn't respond. Like, it's good that he
And I like the beard line. Like, so you didn't think Eminem's beard looked weird. That's how he started off the track. You don't think Eminem's beard...
Seriously?
I thought
that's the way you start.
No.
Eminem just... Someone that has made some of the most
vicious
incredible
battle line.
Vicious right. battle line.
And he can't go with him like that, Blo. He can't go. Then he don't. Has to go with no.
Then don't.
No. That's not true.
You talking about he got to go another approach?
Yeah. Just because you like a boxer that can't do what Tyson does doesn't right. mean that you got to box
fight
like Tyson.
Then you don't fight Tyson. You that don't fight Tyson. Douglas. Or you get help. He should have got somebody else on the track with him. MGK kind of stepped into a ring that he's not really that qualified to be in.
I don't think he's prepared for this.
But you can't just let him beat your ass, though.
Huh?
No, you gotta swing.
You gotta swing back.
Participation trophy?
Yep. Yeah. E for effort.
I give him.
And that's basically what I give him, too. I'm not even going front. I give him participation trophy as well.
Right.
But, you know,
he could have done a whole bunch of other shit. And I'm glad he just did a dish. I'm glad he went to bars.
How long? The Eminem album dropped when? Like
Friday.
Okay.
And it's now Thursday.
August 31st.
And MGK shit dropped like 2 days ago, right?
Yeah.
This motherfucker recorded a whole song and a video. Okay. So what he's doing is he's doing the smart business route.
Of course.
He's taking advantage of the fact that the biggest rapper dissed him.
Yep. Yeah.
Because he even says, he's like, oh, you're probably mad that all your fans know who I am now.
Yep.
That's smart.
Yeah, exactly.
But the diss song, I'm talking about this much of M's verse compared to this whole song.
Absolutely. And I get that. That's why I said if the not alike never existed. Like
it would still be bad.
Yeah, it'd still be a bad song.
It would still be a mediocre ass song.
Look at him.
Right.
This is not gonna end well for MGK.
But it is though. He's getting
no, it's not because
not
if M comes back,
exactly if M and that come up because we know what M does
right
and verbal else? Sparring matches like this.
Okay,
MGK, it's a rap for him in terms of like people aren't even gonna remember this song.
And what MGK would have to do, he better have an album ready. Now he could probably do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Like take advantage of the.
But that's what I'm saying.
Drop an album,
mixtape or something.
Drop an EP or something to try to.
You gotta have something.
If Eminem murders him, no one's gonna listen to that album.
But you know, but he still gotta try to ride the wave. He still gotta try to ride the wave.
At the end of the day,
yeah,
it's 33 million people that listen to this, and there are people that think this track is good.
That's cool.
You know what I mean?
That's fine. Look. I think the people that are commenting on this type of shit
mm-hmm.
are not used to this type of shit.
I understand that.
Like go ahead.
The shit is being covered by Billboard.
Right.
Like Eminem, G-Eazy, and Machine Gun Kelly.
This is what hip-hop has turned into.
I know.
But it's just because of...
I'm not disagreeing
with it. It's because it's
white
of Eminem.
The white people.
Nah, they were covering MGK and G-Eazy already.
Definitely G-Eazy. I don't care about the attention.
Yeah.
That song is boo boo.
When you think of diss tracks in hip hop history, it's
who's
like.
Who's going to talk about Rap Devil?
Right.
Yeah, Rap
right.
Devil,
and that Rap Devil, right.
Man, y'all remember when MGK went to Eminem? Yeah,
it's
Rap
very,
Devil?
It's very forgettable.
Name
man.
One
very
of Jaws' responses to 50 Cassidy. Or M. Name one.
Right.
Exactly. Why?
Yep.
Because they destroyed him. And that's what will happen to MGK.
But this is not even the same type of this isn't a Ja Rule 50 situation.
How is it not?
Because MGK didn't have a following and he didn't have the success.
Does.
No, MGK
has a following.
Yeah, but MGK didn't have the same level of success that Ja Rule did.
It doesn't matter.
How it doesn't matter?
It's even worse. Because think about it. Ja Rule had a huge level of success.
Without social media.
And y'all can't remember one single response.
Pre-social media, too.
So now we're talking about MGK, who's down here.
I think he did like a Hail Mary once.
Eminem did
Ja Rule. I think Ja Rule had his own version.
Did he?
Oh, wow.
I think he did.
Because the Hail Mary that M did had like Busta on it.
I know what you're talking about. I know about that one. I think Ja Rule had one.
On the Green Lantern mixtape.
What about the other artists that M has talked about or mentioned in throughout the Kamikaze album?
Drake,
Tyler,
Joe Budden.
Okay, wait, so before we get to the Joe Budden one, so how'd you feel about him going at your boy Drake?
If I'm thinking about the old Eminem in 2018, that's expected. But the old Eminem in 2018 was not expected. I think Eminem is that type of MC that has to do that. At least for me, to get some of my attention. You know what
Why
I'm saying?
Why do you think he went at Drake?
At Drake? Yeah, because I think Drake, again, I think he's the biggest target in hip-hop.
So you feel like that bar really was directed at Drake?
I feel like multiple bars on the album.
So I know the Ghost one that you said. So what other bars?
The one about the phone. I don't need a phone to do it.
Yep.
But how old is that?
It doesn't matter how old
we
is
know
it.
Who he's talking about. And he also had a line about views.
But I think a lot of rappers do the phone thing now, though.
Yeah, right. But come on.
Who is the most famous one for doing
exactly.
it?
Right. At the time, Drake made it a thing. Like, at the time, nobody really cared. But when Drake did it, it became this massive scandal, and I'm just being a little hyperbolic, but you know what I'm saying? No, like, it really became this big ass thing.
And who else is known for ghostwriting like that besides Drake?
Exactly. Right.
Who else had the biggest, like you said, scandal
with ghostwriting?
Drake. So who else is he talking about?
I mean, I just feel like he was just talking about new age rappers in general.
Maybe he's like, why is Drake going to make this cool? Because he had a couple of shots at the new rappers, too.
That's what, yeah.
And so did Royce. Royce took a shot at him, you know, as well. So maybe he's like, yo, this isn't what hip-hop is. So maybe he's,
And knowing Eminem's history, why would you say that it wasn't Drake? Because Eminem goes at the biggest names in music. So why would he go after all of these little littles? I feel like he would
say his name. How you say everybody's name but Drake's?
That's a good question.
It is. I don't have an answer.
Because maybe he was trying to get out of it the last week.
I want to issue a correction real quick, just in case you use it. You're right. Y'all were right. The Eminem Hot Hail Mary was the Ja Rule diss. The song I was talking about that Ja Rule did was So Much Pain. Okay. Which was a
yeah. Yeah, I don't think that was a diss. It was just
no, it wasn't a diss. It was just a song. But horrible. I knew he had a Tupac.
It was freaking horrible.
Esque song.
Sure was.
Yeah. So that's what I was talking about.
He used the So Much Pain beat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So that's like my favorite pop song.
Do you think Drake responds subliminally?
Drake better not.
But he will leave this shit alone.
That's what I'm saying. He will. I think he will. He always does.
It's gonna be a sub shot.
Yeah, he always does.
He'll say something about Skittles or something like that. Like he's not gonna say anything directly at him. Mm-hmm. But he'll throw something.
And if he does, it's not gonna go anywhere because Paul already trying to backtrack.
But M's not.
Yeah,
M's not saying shit.
M want that smoke.
Yep,
he does. So let's talk about other people that we know that will probably mention M by name: Joe Budden, Tyler.
Okay, who do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about Joe.
Has Tyler said?
Tyler's not gonna say anything.
Okay,
Tyler is loving everything about this.
Yep.
Yeah. And it wasn't even really that much of a diss, as far as I'm concerned.
It's just addressing something you said.
Yeah,
that's how I felt.
Okay.
But I did think it was kind of whack that people were flipping out about it. But now, before we end it, how do y'all feel about Eminem going back to his roots and going at everybody?
Love it.
And how do you feel about the people that think that he's just being mean and it's not good for hip-hop?
They don't know what Eminem is.
Really? I love the fact that he's getting that hunger back again. I mean, that's what...
Did they use the word mean?
You said mean for real? I'm saying that's what made us love him in the first place. Well, at least for me, when he was coming up. So I like the fact that he's going back. He's showing us, he's giving us Slim Shady. Like, I want that Slim Shady.
Even when he's talking about the younger kids. Because I think that's really what they were talking about. They're like, why is he picking on the younger kids?
No, it's all fair. You all playing the same damn sport.
Yep.
It don't matter if I'm a veteran and you a rookie.
Right.
You gonna get it today.
Because you're going to talk about me the same way. So let me come at you. Yeah.
Like, MGK say, I'm old, I'm this, I'm that. Well, let me show you something, younger. And that's all he's doing. I just think that.
I like it.
Yeah, I love it. Because like B said, he's just going back to his roots. And if you think that he's being mean, shit, go back to the original Marshall Mathers. This is light work compared to what he used to say. So this is definitely not him being mean. This is just him putting these young cats on notice. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I see what y'all doing, but I'm Eminem. Nice to meet you.
Him used to be with everybody and go at everybody. Like, everything. He has a history of doing something like this. So, yeah, it is him going to the roots.
He went at rappers. I don't remember him going
at
rappers.
Not as many.
But the rappers he did go at, he destroyed.
Yeah, exactly.
Including rappers that could have hung with him back then, like Cannabis.
Yep.
I was surprised, honestly, because, you know, even before I listened to the Budden podcast, because of his status, right? And I think we've had this conversation. Ron and I had this conversation with, I forgot who was in the room with us, but we talked about rappers that get to his level that don't stoop down to other rappers' level, so to speak. Like Jay, I think we were talking about Jay and whether or not Jay will respond. And you were like, nah, Jay won't respond, it's beneath him. I like the fact that this shit ain't beneath Eminem. Eminem's like, yo, I could be fucking petty too. Y'all forgot where I came from.
Mm-hmm. But for a long time, he wasn't.
He wasn't. So that's why I like it, and I'm still somewhat surprised that he did it, because this hasn't been his MO for a while.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I think the people that are thinking that he's being mean and the people that think he's just picking on these younger kids, y'all just don't come from that school, and that's fine. But I don't think you should comment on it then.
Nope.
Like, this is hip-hop.
Yep.
Like, this is what they do.
It's been like this for decades.
It's been like this since the beginning. Since the fucking beginning.
Yep.
So I don't really think that you have a place to then step in and be like, no, it's just cruel, you're being a bully. Fuck that shit, man. KRS-One was a motherfucking bully.
Right.
God damn it. LL Cool J was a motherfucking bully.
Right.
Like, y'all don't know shit. Like, stop. Like, you can go dance to your little songs and snap and pop, cool.
And vibe.
But this is rap.
Yeah.
And if these guys don't want it, then just ignore it. Right. I'm sure Lil Yachty's not gonna respond, and he shouldn't. He should laugh,
he thought it was
count
cool.
his money, and move on with his life.
He thought it was cool.
But this is M, and if you don't like it, then hey.
There's a place for you.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a place for you now in hip hop. Yep. Yeah, it's just not here. So, go play in the kiddie pool. Kiddie pool right over there.
Sandbox.